And it came up, and it was glowing, and it was a young man at the end of my bed, and I saw him, and he was trying to touch me, and saying, take me to your ladies, but, you know, and I wasn't having any of it, so I got out of bed, and there was a towel quite close, so I whipped it in the eye. Oh, and it didn't like that, it beamed itself back to its whatever it was from. Oh, it was terrible. Then I woke up. So that's my experience. So anyone out there who has had a similar lewd alien abduction experience, ring in and tell me about them, especially ladies. If you've been probed into... yes, it's 11:52. You're listening to...
Sit Down and Relax with Radio Hacks.
Okay, we've got a Eunice on line 4. Good evening, Eunice.
Oh, hello there.
Now, what was your alien experience that was slightly lewd?
Well, I woke up one morning and I had a very terrible pain in my bottom area.
Okay.
And I thought, I must just have slept funny. So next night, I went to bed as normal, like I do, and my wife was there. She'd gone to bed as well, a bit earlier for me, so she was asleep.
Yeah.
And I was just drifting off when a dog-shaped alien walked through my door. He opened the door, obviously. And he came over and he started touching me. And I was paralysed with fear, you see, and I couldn't move. No, he started touching me, and then he inserted things inside me.
I didn't like
it.
No,
and,
I wouldn't.
It happens every night now.
Oh, dear.
But he speaks quite good English. I don't like it. I'm going to have to go. I'm bleeding slightly.
Right then.
Bye.
To Arabic. No. Okay, listeners. a bit of news for everyone listening out there who's slightly interested. Tony has been in hospital for a while now, but he's all right. He's recovered quite well, so you know, don't panic about that. He'll be back with us live on the street in about a month's time, I reckon. Maybe early. I don't know. Really, I've not been to see him for a week, so it might be fine. I don't know. But I'm gonna have to go now and leave you in the capable hands of my dad, I think, probably. I'm going to the gym, because I'm going to work out my body. Alright, bye-bye, listeners. We present Radio Facts, Episode 6, Back to Butter. Why is that, then? Typical, bloody typical. All right. Oh dear, I'm here at the gym. I can't believe the changing rooms don't have cubicles. It's disgusting. I have to get changed in front of old men. Oh, I don't like it at all. I'm coming in me leotard next time. Right, then just go through this door. Ah, there's my personal trainer, Jonah, I believe. Your name is, isn't it, lad?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, alright. No need to shout, I'm stood right here.
No.
Okay, right. Basically, what I want is that I've met a new lady. Yeah,
right.
And I reckon this is the one. So I want to get a little slimmer for her, for when we get married in 2008.
Okay.
So, you know, I reckon it'll take me that long to lose the weight, so... Right then, let's go. What do you want me to do then,
Right! Well, first of all,
calm down.
This, it's a step machine. Like walking up steps. You can walk up steps, can't you, fat boy?
Sometimes.
Good, go on then.
One.
Push it to the max!
Three.
Envelop the envelope.
Oh, dear. That was hard. I'm slim now.
No, fool. Go on that ride over there.
All right, then, what ride do you want me to go on next?
The walking.
Stimulates walk. Not stimulates. Simulates walking.
Yeah.
Right, I'll have a play on that.
Go on then. Go on. Burn your envelopes.
I'm trying.
Push it to the max.
Oh dear.
Feel the burn of your.
Yes. No, I've had enough of that. I don't feel very well.
You're not pushing the remote control.
I'm slim yet.
No, fool.
Okay, right, well, I'll go on that ride over there that looks like it's a rowing ride.
Okay.
All right, then. Oh, I don't like water. I don't want it. Yeah, no, I don't get wet, do I?
No, fool.
All right, then.
Push your envelope. Lick your envelopes and push them. And man,
I'm trying. Oh, I'm knackered. No, I can't do this anymore. I think that's enough for today. Oh, what's that over there? Oh, I'm just going to try this ride, Jonah. Alright.
Okay. I want to think it's Owen. This isn't a ride. This is a woman's changing rooms. Don't fuck it off, you dirty pervert.
I'm sorry.
Go on, sling it out.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'm not seeing you in here again.
Were you a man or a lady? I can't tell. Must be a lady. You just come out of the changing rooms. I don't know. I'm going out anyway. I don't like it. It's horrible.
Oh, my bottom hurts a bit.
I don't know you.
I'm
knackered.
All right, I guess.
So.
What have you been doing?
I've just been to the gym, can't you tell?
No.
I've got my sweatbands on, my arms, my legs, and my head. Yeah. And I'm wearing a leotard. Come on, you must be able to tell where I've been.
I just have some modern
doing my workouts to my lady.
Oh, okay.
Good what have you been doing today?
Well, I've been trying out that new, we got that computer software for that automated guest house. Not guest house, I always get it wrong, but what are we? Holiday flats.
Holiday flats, isn't it?
Automated holiday flats robot.
Yeah.
I've set it up to do any problem that we could encounter.
Right.
So, there you go, Paul. Do you want to ask it some questions and see what it says?
Alright.
Oh, God, go on then. I've just set it on.
Alright.
Alright, go on, Paul. Ask it out.
It's a bit scary. Alright then. Hello. I would like to book a room for 500 years in your holiday flats. Can I?
No, the maximum you can stay is 3 weeks, fat boy.
Not very nice. Alright, but informative. I'd like to book breakfast at 7 o'clock for bedroom 5, please. Thank you very much.
We are not a B&B. We do not do breakfasts. Get off your lazy ass and make your own.
Charming. Alright, third thing. I just had 2 weeks at your wonderful establishment. I've really enjoyed myself. Here's a £5 tip. Thank you very much. I'll come next year.
£5? Is that all? You tight bastard. Why do not you give me all your money, you fat, sweaty, smelling, blubber man bastard?
Oh, that's really offensive, Dad. Right, I'll ask it my last question. I hate your holiday flats so much. I've just set fire to the bedroom upstairs, and I'm gonna burn down other things.
What?
Daddy's gone.
You little sod!
Oh no!
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Oh dear!
Oh dear! That was horrible. What did you ever sit on to Dad?
I had it sit on Margaret.
Sit on Margaret?
Yeah.
Oh, you had it sit on Mum, did you? Oh, no wonder it was evil then.
Yeah.
Alright then. Speaking of Mum, Dad.
Yes.
We finished off that song that you asked us to record.
Oh, right.
I don't like it. I think it's awful. But, you know, it's what you asked for, so here it is. Well, you might enjoy it, I don't know.
Well, let's see if it says about how much of a liar she is. Oh, lordy. We'll be right back.
If I could have our time again, would I be able to see your lies? Could you see through your deception in your weak and bitter eyes? If I could have our time again, could I avoid your manipulation? Would the one of the place be where to see where? You're the bounty leg.
My bad means you rest.
You're the bounty leg.
My bad means you rest.
If I could find you up to choose, one you know I'm grand to choose. You're the loser in the game. I defeat our time again. Tonight, tonight, what would you mean? Yeah, you talk, you talk, you talk, you talk, you talk, you talk. You're the loser in the game.
Prioritize your life.
Live in the here.
Live in the now.
Who is going to help you? The past, not the future, yourself. You're the bounty leg.
My band means you rest.
You're the bounty leg.
My band means you rest.
If I could find you up to choose, I'm the one you know ground to choose. You're the loser in the game, yeah.
That it?
Yeah.
Where's my 15-minute guitar solo?
Oh, we had to cut that out. It was rubbish.
Oh, what a rip-off.
Well, it's too long.
It was the best bit. Oh, no. It was a terrible part.
Naff. It was naff.
Yeah. Oh, well, never mind. What are you doing now, anyway?
I'm going to go around and see 2B.
All right, then, Paul.
Show me muscles.
Well, I will. Change out your leotard first, though.
Oh, yeah, I will. You can all see right, my young bye, man Paul. Through it as well. Bye. Here I am. I'll just ring the... Oh, hello, Mrs. Allenberry.
Hello.
What are you doing here? I just come to see Armitage, Biddy and Barry. They've come round to see Margaret, because they're arranging some kind of
what?
Gala or something, I'm not sure, and they're doing some agony and stuff. It's quite strange, we're all around there upstairs. What are you doing here? Come see your mummy, have you? Come to look at your mummy.
No, don't take the mic. I'm going to see my girlfriend. My lovely girl. Well, it's not official, but, you know.
You're all right.
Maybe now. Now I've been to the gym, can you tell?
Yes. Not really, no.
I'm going to go see her and maybe dance for her.
I don't know.
See what happens here.
Right.
All right, thanks for letting me in. All right,
bye.
The two flights of stairs should be no problem now for me. Now I've been to the gym once. Here we go. It's two step three. 4, 5, 6. There we are. Lovely. That's one flight of stairs. Now to the next flight of stairs. Dear, I'm still quite knackered. I'll have to get to the gym a bit more. Top of the stairs. I'll just go around the corner and hang on. What's that? Some kind of monster. Multi-armed. It's two people kissing. Dirty. I'm going to watch this. It's all saucy. Look, I'm getting a young man. Hang on. No! It's Margaret.
What's that?
To me. Oh, she... Oh, God, no!
Oh, no!
It's Eugene!
Oh,
you
no!
You bastard! Both of you!
No!
I'm going to come
back. Oh, no! Gorgeous, aren't you? What a shame. What was that? Tyler, what was that?
I don't know.
Paul? What was he whimpering for?
I'm not sure.
Oh, God, you never know with him. There's always one thing and another with him.
I know.
What's happened now? Bloody hell.
I don't know.
Just leave him to it.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yep. Right, well, I'm all better, Cecil, as you know.
Oh, I know.
She's come and pick me up from the
hospital.
Yeah. Now, basically...
What?
I want to go out again. And, now you're single, aren't you, Cecil?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Cooking for one.
No, I've heard that there's a singles night next Friday.
All right.
I reckon we should go. Paul could maybe come if he's all right.
Yeah, why not?
Hermie, you and Paul go to the singles night. It'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
Get
me over my divorce. And your divorce.
Yeah.
But my divorce was 10 years ago, but, you know.
Oh.
It's still quite painful to think about it. Alright, we'll go then.
Alright then, let's do that.
Right, lads, are you ready to go out then, Paul?
Yeah.
You all right now?
I'm much better, thank you.
Cecil?
Oh, yeah, it's lovely.
Right then, now, Paul, that's a very interesting outfit. Tell me why you're wearing what you're wearing, please.
Right, I'm a bit. I thought maybe the reason that women seem to don't know that I like them is because I'm not putting out enough signals. I just don't know.
Maybe.
So basically, what I've got on is, I mean, obviously, I'm wearing a t-shirt and jean combination, but on my t-shirt it says, "I'm round, I'm single, and I'm ready for anything." So everyone knows, all the ladies can come up to me and go, "Huh, so you're single, round, and ready for anything?" Come back to my place and we'll wobble about a bit and make noises.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
And Cecil, I see you've got your mock leather western style trousers on.
Yes.
Your John Virgo busy waistcoat. I don't like your dad.
Oh, it's a scream style.
And the bright red jacket, any reason for that?
That's like buttons. Yeah.
Well, Tony, you're just going out in that cat suit, aren't you?
Yep.
I don't think it is fancy dress.
Well,
never mind.
Let's go, shall we? Oh, yeah. I think this is the place.
It is.
Hear some music going on inside. So,
body.
Singles night, here we come, eh, guys?
But before we go in, I'd just like to say good luck to each of us.
Thank you.
Let's do it, let's go in. Blimey.
Let's go up to the bar and get some drinks, shall we?
Alright then,
Alright then.
Well, you have, Paul. I'll have an advocate. Yeah, make a change. Tony, what do you want, sir?
Well, I'll just have a vodka, okay. An orange.
And I'll have a... I'll have a bitter, please. Thank you.
Oh, this must be one of these special dudes, isn't it? Where, all the chaps stay in one room and all the ladies stay in another room.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then we get introduced to each other later.
Oh, is that where all the women are?
Probably
then?
Right. Must be. Must be a room through there where there's all the women are.
Yeah.
Probably why there are no women here at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
I look round and oh, I'm sorry, sir. I've not your drink.
Not my drink.
Oh, let me get you another one, I'm sorry.
All right, then.
What was it?
Lager and lime.
Lager and lime.
Yeah.
Barkeep, a pint of lager and lime, please. Oh, I am sorry.
No, it's all right, love, don't worry. Oh, I like your T-shirt.
My T-shirt? I'm round, I'm single, and I'm ready for anything, as you can see.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So, are you three lads together then, eh, love?
Yeah, we're all together.
Oh, have you ever had a threesome, have you?
No. Oh, but imagine that. Brilliant, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna have to go to the toilet. I'll catch you guys in a minute. All right.
So,
yeah.
You're lad in the cat suit.
Hello.
What's your name then? Or where do you come from?
My name's Tyranny.
All right.
I come from the street. I do interviews actually.
Tony, I'm just going over it.
Yeah. Oh, you're over there, Cecil.
Yeah.
Okay.
See you later.
Have fun. Yeah.
Tony, quick,
Paul?
Come here, quick, come out with me, quickly, we gotta run, oh Jesus Christ, quick, oh Christ, Tony, quick, just back to Christella, quickly, oh Christ, quick, get away, oh we've gotta get away, Tony. Oh Jesus Christ, oh bloody hell, that was horrible, Tony, that good. You're behind me. Where's Dad, Tony?
I don't know. He's still in the pub,
what
I think.
What do you mean you don't know where he is?
I think he's in the pub or somewhere. I don't know.
You mean he's still back there?
Yeah, why?
Oh, Christ. Do you know what that was, Tony?
No, what?
It was some bloody gay singles night that we went to.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Oh, dear. Oh, that's quite funny.
Not funny at all.
Oh, I didn't know. I just said singles night. Didn't
terrifying.
Say gay singles night at all. Oh.
Might have tried burglary on me.
Cecil's still there.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And John in a... How I know. It was a ooh ducky night.
How did you know?
Well, I went to the toilet, didn't I? And
what did you see?
I saw something that, unfortunately, I'm never, ever going to forget. And I cannot repeat it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh.
No, I don't want to even think about it, Tony. Stop laughing. It's not funny.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
I don't know. It's just not...
Oh,
I'm
going
to have to...
I'll see the funny
I don't
side.
Know, I feel a bit scary. No, I don't like it. I wonder where Daddy's
now. I don't know, it's unfortunate you were wearing that T-shirt as well, isn't it, Paul? Eh?
Oh, but I never even thought
anyway,
of
that. Anyway, I'm going to go watch... I don't know what's on. Some at Thrilling Hampshire on Channel 4 or ITV, I'm not sure.
Yeah, right.
I'll see you later, Paul.
All right, I'm going to go get some butter.
Right, right.
I'll answer the phone, I think. All right, okay, bye. Hello?
Hello, Paul, it's Xiao Jing.
Oh, God, what? Go away.
No, please, don't hang up.
No. Why?
I just wanted to call and maybe try and straighten things out a bit.
I'm not...
Well, me and Margaret, we're very kindred spirits, you say. We both play keyboard. We're both from the Midlands.
She...
I know you wouldn't tell listening to a voice.
No.
But somehow she got rid of the lovely accent. I don't know why.
No.
Yes.
Well,
and,
hideous.
Yeah, she was once a drug addict as well, like me.
Was she?
Tony. Eh? But, she... A drug of choice. Excuse me. It was... She's tickling my legs.
What? She's there?
No, Paul, please don't.
Goodbye. Ah, bloody brummies everywhere. Ugh, I don't like it. Oh, what a day. What a horrible day. Right. And I'm going to bed. And now let's see what tomorrow morning brings me. Gypsy, 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 gypsy. Sit down and relax with Radio Facts. Oh dear. Good morning, everyone. It's 8:34. You're listening to Radio Fax, apparently. What's its name? You've looked up its number, and some of you have called in once. Now, I don't normally do the breakfast show, but my father, he's still in bed. He's just lying there, asleep, obviously. I mean, so I thought I won't wake him up. We had a bit of a weird night last night, and I don't really want to talk about it. A couple of notes before I get into the phone calls. Is first of all, a note to my personal trainer, Jonah. Not the chap who lives in the whale. No, he's my personal trainer. He's horrible, I don't like him. Yeah, just to say that I'm quitting the gym. So then, I don't come in and see him, you see, so I have to quit over the radio. My other announcement is that I am firing you, Eugene Bent. You're a son of a mother, and I can't stand to be around you. I don't want you working in my radio station. For anyone out there, he stole my future wife. Absolutely stole her. When I told him to walk her home after we'd been to the hospital, so when my friend was poorly, and he must have taken advantage of her and drugged her. And I don't care if he's libelous. Yeah, he's a drug addict, and he probably steals fish and other accoutrements. So you're fired. Yeah, your contract's been terminated. So bye. Let's have some more bloody adverts.
Large collars.
Come to Oxfam.
Large lapels.
Buy our clothes.
Pointy shoes.
Pay us money.
Smelly clothes.
Oh, lovely ass.
Large collars. 7 the Road High Street.
All right, Cecily, you're going to get out of bed now. Dad, you gonna get up? Dad? You alright? Tony, come here.
Oh, hello.
He's not moving.
What, Cecil? Not moving? What?
Sit him up.
Is he alive?
He's still breathing in that.
Oh, good.
He's just staring off into space.
Oh, I think he's gone catatonic.
He's what?
Catatonic is when you see something so horrific or experience something really terrible that you just sort of like go into yourself. I saw in an episode of the Outer Limits once. You should be having quite a jaunty time if that program's anything to go by. It should be bawdy. It should be like everyone, all of us. You know, you've seen The Wizard of Oz. It's kind of like that, but in his head.
How do we get him out of it?
I don't know.
I'll phone up a doctor. All right. Well, I think the doctor said he's gone catatonic. I don't know, he must have seen something even more horrific than I did at that singles night, and it sent him catatonic. So he's just staring off into space. He said, the doctor that, he said to just maybe play him some music that he likes, or, I don't know, put something on the telly that he likes to listen to, might snap him out of it. So, I think me and you, Tony, should sing his favourite song in the world ever, and that'll probably snap him out of it. Are you ready? A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Thank you for being a friend. And if you threw a party, you invited everyone you knew, you would say the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Oh, it's coming.
Rose! Oh, my Rose! I love you, my Rose!
Oh.
Right, Paul, Tony. That was a horrible experience. In my day, single nights were quite bawdy events with ladies dancing on podiums wearing brightly coloured orange earrings and stuff. Yeah. Never mind that.
In the 60s, you mean?
I've written a song. Oh, dear.
You're right.
I've written a song to encapsulate the feelings about the only one who, in my life, has been truthful to me all my life, and the only my true love in life.
All right. Let's hear it then.
Thank you. 50 years ago I met you standing there looking good. I had to touch your body. You said not to, but I knew I should. You were expensive, but you had to be mine. Oh yeah. All my money paid your price. Was no crime. No. I licked your neck. I snapped, broke your G-string. I twisted your nuts. I fingered you. My parents disapproved of my love for you, or for you. But the more I knew you, the more my love it grew. Over the years I performed many a lick. A lick. When you're with me, we make beautiful music. Oh, we do, I love you. Yes. I licked your neck. I snapped, broke your G-string. I twisted your nuts. I fingered you. We played together. We played together. Weather. I've had your
parts adjusted.
And when we were on the stage, behind you I was thrusted. Oh, yes. I love you because I say I love
you because you're mine.
You because you are my
I love
you because you're my guitar.
You thought it was about someone being dirty, but it was just about your guitar with all the amusing comical references they have.
like nuts and yeah, fingering and stuff.
Don't know, Paul. Don't explain the joke. That just defeats the whole bloody purpose. You've ruined it now for everyone. Oh, you have been listening to Radio Facts. This is the final episode in the series.
What? You mean it's the last episode?
But no,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. Can we just stop, please?
Paul.
Can we stop?
What?
Thank you.
What?
What do you mean it's the last episode?
That's it. There was only six.
What do you mean?
What about the massive ending? No, huge ending, no.
Well, but these things are supposed to always have a big ending or go out on a decent song at least.
Oh,
or some
charming.
Kind of, big musical blowout. That was rubbish. And just some crappy song about you.
What?
Yeah.
It was good.
With some bawdy references to guitars. I don't like it. No, I'm sorry. We're going to have to redo this, I'm afraid.
Oh, Paul, but we've not got any more material. You know, you've just been making stuff up and that's silly. Silly and foolish.
But
you know,
yeah. But there's loads of things unfinished. Like
what?
What about you and Mummy? You're going to get back together, or
who knows?
About me and that 2B lass.
What?
You know, Eugene, is he still going to be fired?
Who knows?
What the hell's happened to Toby Wilde? We haven't seen him since episode. I can't remember when we last saw him.
No, I can't.
And you know,
well,
Giggy. No.
I'm gonna
write a song and then we can finish on that. All right.
Well, you better make it a good one.
All right then.
Yeah.
Disappointments and regrets. They caused us headaches and heart pain. Or is that due to my weight gain? I can't go on wearing this thong. Was it me mother's? No, her stepbrother's. Life. 1 minute you're up, the next minute you're down.
Like Lionel Blair.
Tappy tap tap. Tap. Not spinal tap. My feet tap. Oh, tap, yeah.
Life. 1 minute you're up, the next you're down. I wear a frown. Let's make it a crown.
Oh yeah.
Life ahead. 1 minute you're up, the next you're down. I'm wearing a crown. Goodbye to your frown. It's always butter. I love my bingo. Like a bird, I flutter. I know I'm a lingo.